Welcome to the Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into what's actually worth your time this week in tech. The Raspberry Pi Compute Module 5 just dropped, and it's not just another incremental update. We're talking 2.3x faster than the CM4 with mostly drop-in compatibility for existing designs. If you're building embedded systems or IoT devices, this is a no-brainer upgrade that could seriously boost performance without a massive redesign. Speaking of things that might not live up to the hype, there's an interesting post from a dev who's finding Python type hints less useful than expected in practice, despite all the theoretical benefits. They're running into issues with increased complexity and maintenance overhead. It's a good reminder that sometimes the cure can be worse than the disease when it comes to code cleanliness. On the infrastructure front, we've got another I ditched Kubernetes story, but this one's worth a read. The dev breaks down why K8s was overkill for their needs and how they simplified their deployment by switching to Google Cloud Run. If you're drowning in YML files and questioning your life choices, give it a look. Now for something completely different, someone actually managed to execute ARM Giselle JVM bytecode on the Wii's security processor. It's a cool hack that leverages the Giselle extension to run Java on hardware never intended for it. Probably not something you'll use in production, but it's a fascinating dive into the weeds of embedded systems. Let's talk tools. First up is SSH Artwork, a nifty little utility that generates ASCII art SSH banners from images. It's a quick way to customize your SSH login experience and maybe confuse the hell out of your coworkers. Just run /sysh/artwork/image.pyang/etc/sysh/ssd_config.d/banner.conf, write single quote, and you're set. For the Python devs out there, check out HMI. It's an async pure Python rendering engine for HTML with zero dependencies. If you're tired of heavy templating engines, this might be worth a look. Usage is dead simple. Await htmi.render, my underscore component. Our repo of the week is chanter.e, a lightweight JavaScript library for visualizing JSON as an interactive graph. If you're dealing with complex nested data structures, this could be a lifesaver for debugging or data exploration. The core usage is straightforward. JavaScript import JSON tree from quote chanter.e, const tree equal sign new JSON tree, JSON data, tree.render, hash container. It's a fresh project, but the initial release looks solid with core visualization features already in place. And finally, a shower thought to keep you up at night. Why do we keep reinventing configuration formats when YAML exists and works fine 99% of the time? Is the complexity of custom parsers really worth avoiding a few curly braces? Sometimes it feels like we're just creating problems to solve. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.